Hey, what's up? This is Matt.
And this is Jack.
You're listening to The Positive Energy Show with Ainsley.
Stay positive.
Stay energized.
On Alive 90.5. We're bringing you one of the best songs that Jason Sotras loves, and this is Jen and Jackson with Together Again. You should see him laughing. We'll stop it. We'll play it again later. Well, Jason, I'm glad I got you laughing this morning. I thought you would enjoy that.
That's a nice way to start a segment, mate. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm in a good mood now.
You're in a good mood. Great. Well, Jason, thank you. Now, for those of you, if you could only see Jason, I'm going to be streaming this live because it's amazing. He is copying a great outfit. He's looking toned. He's looking ripped. He's got a six-pack. And he's looking dark. Dark and dangerous. He's the bat.
We are in full costume here in the studio, and we are very much playing to character, aren't we? Like, I'm supposed to put on my throat infection voice on, but I just don't have it this morning, unfortunately. But thanks for having me. It's great to be back. Really appreciate all the work that you do in the community. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Graham, who's listening. Hope you're doing well, mate. And he's also raising funds for Movember. So, help out. Check out what Alive 90.5 is offering. Every little bit helps. Karenza, I like what you said before. Yes, we don't speak enough about men's health. So it'd be great to bring that to the forefront and see a lot of men get help, because there's that sort of expectation of men, and it's really hard for them to be able to express their challenges that they're facing. I think it's just great that this month we get to highlight all of that. And just to be back to the studio to see you all again in costume. It's great.
Definitely. Well, Jason, I'm amazed. Like, the amount of just the idea and concept that you came up about Super Tea and the work that you've done. I really want you to share with the listeners, first of all, how you came up with this. What inspired you?
Certainly.
To actually, the why. I want to know the why.
The why, yeah. Well, the story starts with my eldest daughter. When she turned 1 year old, she got sick very quick. And at the time, I was a construction worker. I was a tradie. And she got to the point where we had to take her to the children's hospital. And it took them 4 days of testing, of which they tested everything. And then they told us the worst news any parent could hear. My little girl was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And they gave her a 20% chance of survival. Now, I want you to put yourself in my shoes. What am I going to do to help my little girl? This is my daughter in that bed, hospital bed, fighting for her life. She's reaching out for me. She's asking, Daddy, help me. I can't do anything to help this little girl. And I just felt so useless and helpless in it all. So I had to find a way to make a difference. It was really affecting my mental health, because I just wanted to help her in her battle. Notice how hard it was when my daughter Angela was confined to a hospital bed. Like a lot of kids, when they're stuck in a hospital and they've got IV drips and heart monitors, you can't really do much. And she was immune compromised being on chemo. It's really easy for these kids to make a mess, and hygiene is very important. So a little light bulb went off in my head while I thought, it was really hard for her to be changed without the help of a nurse. So in short and in summary, I'm a tradie dad that had a crack at reinventing the hospital gown. It took me 2 years of failing, but in June 2018, I launched the Super Tea, which with the help of a mate of mine and a few other friends, we were able to basically bring a new type of medical garment to kids in hospital. And it's disguised as a superhero costume, which is the reason why we're in costume today. I'm sitting next to Wonder Woman, and across the table from Superman. And I'm dressed as Batman. Hello to everyone looking online. And what we do is we want to bring a bit of comfort, a bit of imaginative play to these kids. And it's very much playing on something known as the superhero effect. Studies have indicated that when a child is in costume, they adopt the persona, or they take on the personality or characteristics of that superhero. And it's very interesting how the studies have sort of been conducted for this mental phenomenon. They basically got children in a room one by one, and they had this glass case with a door in it, and inside this glass case was a toy, and there was a little door that had a lock on it, and they gave these kids a bunch of keys, and they said, try and find the key to open this little door to this glass case, and if you can open it, there's a toy inside, you can get it. The trick was, none of the keys worked. They just wanted to know how long it would take for that child to give up. What they found, which I thought was quite interesting, was you put a costume on that child, it almost doubled the amount of persistence time that these kids had. Wow. And it's just amazing what a costume can do, because now they're looking at it with the viewpoint of, what would Wonder Woman do? What would Superman do? What would Iron Man do? They don't give up. It's those superhero qualities. And we just want to bring that psychological edge to these kids. So yeah, this is the Super Tea. We give them out to children in hospitals around Australia for free. I'm very proud with how far we've come. I've only come this far with the help of amazing people like yourselves that are helping to spread the word. And our dream is very simple. We want to have one available for every time a child is given bad news.
Yeah. Well, Jason, you've done so much incredible work within the community, and I genuinely and personally love working with you and love what you do within the community and how you help people, just not with your organization, but just genuinely making those connections with the parents, with the children, and being able to really engage with them and give them hope, give them light in any shape or form. And it's wonderful, especially that we get dressed up as well. That's amazing.
You love it.
I just wanted to ask, what's coming up next? Is there any kind of projects or events that you're working on in the recent time?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very proud to say that we are partnering with Parramatta Leagues Club. On the 22nd of this month, we will be helping local families who are sickest children in the area, the ones that attend hospital regularly. Mm. We are looking to help them on the 22nd, thanks to the help of Parramatta Leagues and some awesome families that are coming along to help. And I would love to have you guys there if you can come along. It'd be great to have you again. We did such great work recently with at Castle Hill RSL. Let's bring it to Parramatta. Woo. Let's bring it to Paraleagues. And it's quite a special day. I like to for all the listeners out there, we offer these to kids for free, thanks to the love and generosity of people like yourselves. You know, you guys do such amazing work in the community and help us so much with trying to get the word out. So we offer these to these kids for free. And if you're a family that has a child that lives that hospital life, jump onto our website. We have a section at the very bottom of our page where you can apply for a Super Tea. And, you know, we'll get one out to you, because we're here to help you. And there are people out there that want to make a difference and make an impact for you. And that's what's happening on the 22nd. I'm really excited. And also would like to invite you guys to Parramatta Westfield on the Christmas Eve. Ansley's excited,
yeah.
Because he helped us last time. And it was really great to meet, you know, members of the community and just show them what we're doing. And it was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Ansley, on that day?
I'm so excited.
It was great.
I've never felt like a superhero, but every kid wanted to pose with me, even though I looked like a fatter version of
Superman. but you were so energetic, you were so welcoming, and it was fun, wasn't it? We were like having laughs with everybody going past. It was just, and that's exactly what Super Tea is about. And I love what your guest was saying before about the Festival of Lights, about bringing light to darkness.
Yeah,
I think that's such a beautiful concept. And, you know, in many ways, we would love to try and do the same for these kids.
Definitely. Well, Jason, it's on like a scone. We're going to be there at Westfield Parramatta. We're going to make a plan as well. We'll definitely be there at Paraleagues. And we're always here for you, mate.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's all about strength through imagination, as you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm still waiting for the day we can go back to hospitals, because I want to experience the joy of actually walking into a hospital dressed in uniform and seeing the kids' faces light up when we actually deliver those packs.
We have this thing for the moment, which is when that child sees a superhero who's given up time from saving the world and, fighting the bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they see a superhero and their face lights up. And we call that moment, because just for that moment, they escape what they're going through.
Definitely. Sounds amazing. Definitely looking forward to it. Now, Jason, I owe you one of your favorite songs again.
every time you guys hear this song, you know he's playing it for me, and I appreciate it.
This song is for Jason. It takes me back to the 80s or 90s? 90s. 90s. It's the 90s. I can't give our age away, hey?
Janet Jay.
Janet Jackson with Together Again.
Drum strength from the woods when you said, hey. caught up.